Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can hear us anywhere in the world online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Emily Bivens with Jamestown Tourism, and we have Jenny Marks with Fort Seward. And Jenny and Emily, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Warren.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We have some very, very exciting things to talk about today here on Let's Talk. Guns of the Old West, that event is returning on September 8th at Fort Seward in Jamestown. We're going to be talking about that event, what it entails, who can go, who it's for, cost and everything like that. But first, we have Jenny here joining us, and there's a big project that's kind of in the works behind the scene at Fort Seward. Tell us a little bit about this project and where the idea came from, Jenny.
Okay, we started just walking around the fort one day at work, and we were like, what could we do to get people up here?
Right.
So we found out there's over 26 points of interest over the fort, whether it be a fossil wall, a Lewis and Clark tree, the veterans wall, the big flag, digging sites, all kinds of cool things. So we came up with a point of interest map, and you can walk around the property. It is, I want to say a quarter mile long when we tracked it.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of things. You can just walk around, take a look.
So now with this, you, like you said, 26 points, that's A to Z. Mm-hmm. So they're going to all be marked. And now the whole idea behind this project is to make that accessible for anybody to walk that path, right?
Yeah, we would like to, in the future, make the entire property handicapped accessible with the boardwalk.
And I'm sure that's going to be a long process. We probably won't see that this year or anything like that. But we're raising funds for that. We're looking to get money to make this possible. There's a couple of other things that you guys are looking at doing at the fort, too, right?
Yeah. The biggest, most exciting for me, we're going to have a pumpkin patch up at the fort where you can... Kids can come pick out a pumpkin. It'll all be donations.
Okay, all donations to like pick pumpkins.
Yep.
So like, who's doing this pumpkin patch? Who's going to be like watering this and checking and doing everything with that?
The people that work at the Interpretive Center. We also connected with the Montpelier High School, and those students will be coming up once a week.
Oh, awesome! So we can look forward to that next year.
Next fall. We're starting the digging now, tilling and everything, but it'll be up and running next fall.
Perfect. Well, we'll look forward to that, and when we get closer to that, we'll have to have you come back on and talk about that too, because that's super exciting. I know that down in Edgeley, they have a huge pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. Gene Hansen has that pumpkin patch. I don't know if there's anything really around this area that's like that.
I don't think so.
So that'll be really unique at the fourth
then.
Perfect. So again, Jenny Marks here on Let's Talk About It, talking about the many different things happening at Fort Seward. And something else with that pumpkin patch that we kind of talked about a little bit off air. This is going to be a soldier garden. Is that the right word for it?
Yep, we're going to have a pumpkin patch, and then next to it, the pumpkin patch will be 20 by 50.
20 by 50.
Okay. And then we'll have two individual gardens next to it that are going to be 12 by 12.
Okay.
One will be a soldier's garden using all historically correct seeds, planted just like the soldiers would have planted at the fort.
That's awesome.
And then the other one is a Three Sisters garden, which is how the Native Americans planted their garden.
Wow.
Okay. And that also will be using historically correct squash, corn, and sugar snap.
Which is super awesome. Is that going to be part of, like, are you looking at making that part of the huge trail as well?
Yes, it's right off of the boardwalk, right when you walk.
Okay. That's awesome. That's really exciting. So, I mean, a lot of things to look forward to heading into next year. Obviously, it'd be a little too late to plan something now.
Yes.
but that's really exciting. And of course, we already pointed it out, Jenny, to do everything from these projects, the pumpkin patch and everything, funds need to be raised. And it sounds like coming up on September 8th with the Guns of the Old West, this is a perfect chance to have a great event and also raise some money too, right?
Yes, that is what we are hoping.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this event. You got me at guns because, like, I love loud noises, explosions, and everything.
You're going to love this.
I think I am. Like, Guns of the Old West, and we're talking like the Old West, right?
Yeah.
Like, really old.
Yes. It's all a personal collection of a gentleman here in town, and he has done his research. Like, he can tell you where every gun came from, what year it was made, if there's any alterations to the gun.
Wow. He just knows everything about those guns.
He just knows everything about those guns.
And like I said, when I say the Old West, we're talking like the 1800s guns, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, what are some guns that are going to be on display? What can people expect?
I know that he's got a little Colt revolver that he has on display. He also has actual guns used by that would have been used up at Civil or at Fort Seward, excuse me.
Oh my gosh, do they like do some of these still work?
Most of them still fire. There are a couple that he won't fire.
Well, of course, because collectible, you don't want to, yeah. I'm seeing like a Gatling gun, a cannon as well. Like,
howitzer cannon.
A howitzer cannon. So, yes. I mean, how is that even legal? Like,
I'm pretty sure they have to have a special license.
There's a gentleman coming in that is able to fire those weapons.
And I'm sure like it's not actual ammunition used in some of these things too.
No, right? They use blanks for everything. Blanks.
Right. Okay. Whoa. Yes. So this is all happening up at Fort Seward too, right?
Yep.
And it looks like it goes from 10 to 5 p.m. Is there a cost to come to this event at all?
Everything is free. Donations are extremely appreciated.
Of course. Again, with those projects happening, funds are needed for that. And it looks like there's more than just some guns going off up there too, Jenny. There's a whole lot of other things happening too.
Yeah, we wanted to make it interesting for everybody. there will be cooking over the campfire, pie baking, bread baking. At 10 a.m., they'll be having a Civil War quilting class. That will only be from 10 to 11. A little 9-year-old local girl is doing that.
Really?
She's very excited. That we do ask that you pre-register on our Facebook page for, just so we have enough materials.
For sure. It's good to have a head count for stuff like that. September 8th, the event, it's Guns of the Old West, cooking, baking, quilting, and it looks like there's also going to be some baked items there as well.
Yes, the children of the members of the 20th Infantry are going to have a lemonade and a bake sale.
Excellent. Awesome. I guess we should mention that it is also the 20th Infantry teaming up with Fort Seward for this, right?
Yes.
So who is the 20th Infantry real quick for maybe those who don't?
That is just a local group of people that love history and they go, I think it's 4 times a year and they do this. They talk guns, they bake, talk history.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, we all love doing that. At least the baking part of it and everything. But talking history, that's going to be a big highlight of this. Again, 20th Infantry in Fort Seward, the Guns of the Old West on Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free. Free will donations accepted. And they'll help out with those projects that Jenny and I talked about a little bit earlier. Jenny, if anybody has any questions, if they don't know how to get to Fort Seward, you want to kind of give your rough location and how they can get a hold of you guys if they have any questions?
The best way to get a hold of us is probably our Facebook page.
Okay.
And we are right off of 281.
Right off 281.
Okay. On the north side.
On the north
follow
side.
The signs. Jamestown, yeah, yes. You follow the signs, it'll get you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else, Jenny or Emily, that you want to add in there about the events or anything like that?
Just get up to Fort Seward. They recently redid their interpretive center as well at the beginning of the year. So there's a lot of changes and a lot of exciting things happening up there.
Definitely. I guess, that's one more question I have for you. how long are you guys open? Are you open only during the summertime?
Memorial Day. The 8th will be our last day open to the public.
The 8th will be the last day open.
Yep. But it is event, Monday through Friday. Okay. 10 to 6.
10 to 6. Perfect. So if you have not stopped up there yet, do so. I highly encourage that. Or just everybody come on the 8th, make this event really big, help out the Fort Seward a historical site, and enjoy some guns and some baked items. Jenny and Emily, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you. Warren.